Breitbart News dominates on Facebook, besting establishment media in Trump's first 2 weeks. By Hannah Knudsen on February 6, 2025. Breitbart News dominated the establishment media on Facebook in the first 2 weeks of President Donald Trump's second term, according to data from the analytics giant Newswhip. Breitbart News boasted 4,853,297 interactions in the first 2 weeks of Trump's presidency, garnering roughly 1.2 million more interactions than the New York Times, 3.6 million total interactions, and 1.7 million more than CNN, 3.1 million total interactions. This is particularly significant, given that CNN has a whopping 34.4 million page likes to Breitbart News's 4.4 million. That is also true for The Times, which has 18.2 million page likes. Despite that, Breitbart News is leading. Similarly, other page interactions pale in comparison to Breitbart News's 4,853,297. The Washington Post, which has over 2 million more page likes than Breitbart News, saw 771,402 interactions. Further, The Hill saw roughly 1.4 million interactions. MSNBC saw 735,407 total interactions. And Axios saw 714,681. Politico, which has come under fire after the Trump administration revealed that it has received millions in federal funding, leaving taxpayers to essentially subsidize subscriptions to the outlet, received 113,218 total interactions. In other words, Breitbart News bested The Washington Post, MSNBC, The Hill, Axios, and Politico combined. It's an amazing timeline to be alive, Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlow said. While the new administration is racking up win after win, we're in victory mode in the Breitbart virtual newsroom as well. First, the great reception at the White House briefing room for us. Then getting acknowledged at the Pentagon, now this data showing us utterly dominating on social media, Marlow continued. More than ever, it's clear, Breitbart News is the number one outlet in Donald Trump's America. The news comes on the heels of the Trump administration welcoming news outlets that were largely ostracized during the Biden administration, including Breitbart News, which started off with a bang. Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle asked one of the first questions at the first press briefing of the administration. As I said in my opening statement, Matt, it is a priority of this White House to honor the First Amendment, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said. And it is a fact that Americans are consuming their news media from various different platforms, especially young people. And as the youngest press secretary in history, thanks to President Trump, I take great pride in opening up this room to new media voices to share the president's message with as many Americans as possible, she continued. In doing so, number one, we will ensure that outlets like yours, Axios and Breitbart, which are widely respected and viewed outlets, have an actual seat in this room every day. Levitt added, encouraging anyone else in the country producing legitimate news content to apply for press credentials. Related, more voices, not less. Breitbart's Boyle thanks Trump's press sec for giving a voice to new media.